The Olympic torch will step on the starting line at Leopards Lane on the 25th of June. It'll travel to Hillsborough Park that afternoon, where people are having a big party to celebrate it coming through the city. After going down Eccles Hall Road, the torch will pass the iconic Crucible Theatre in Tudor Square and the Winter Gardens on Surrey Street. The 2012 delivery manager for Sheffield, Ben Brailsford, hopes the community will watch the torch pass through the city.
It's a real endorsement of Sheffield as a city. It's people, knowing that it's people that's going to get out and get involved and all the communities around there. And also it's cultural celebration as well. So, yeah, a really good endorsement. It means a lot to the city, I think.
Almost 7,000 people will be carrying the torch on its 8,000-mile journey. One torchbearer, Hannah Dakin from Sheffield Hallam University, says it's an incredible feeling.
It was just mind-blowing, it really was. I'm absolutely ecstatic about it. My dad suffers from a brain disease called PSP. It's progressive supranuclear palsy, and I'm just trying to raise awareness for that any way that I can. It was a bit of a laugh and a joke with my friend who nominated me, and then when my nomination was accepted, it all got very real and exciting, really.
After a full day of events, there'll be a big celebration outside City Hall in Barker's Pool. Sheffield is one of the cities to have the torch overnight. It'll leave from Don Valley Stadium on Tuesday morning and later arrive in Doncaster, where Youth Parliament member Leia Wren will be running with it.
To be part of the team who's helping bring the Olympics to our community, as obviously I will be doing running through our community with the torch, it's great, and it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and I'm thrilled to have the chance. I was nominated for all the youth work and community work that I do within my area where I live.
Torchbearers are finding out from today which roads they'll be running down. The torch will be staying in Yorkshire for 6.5 days, and it might be coming down your road.